This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A new community-based school in Rapid City, South Dakota, will immerse students in Lakota language and culture. The effort is a response to the refusal by state and local leaders to open similar schools around the state. Lee Strubinger reports.
The NDN Collective is behind the new school. The nonprofit organization focuses on Indigenous advocacy and has tried to push the state to approve schools that teach Ocheti Chacoan essential understandings. That curriculum is centered around Lakota language and culture. State lawmakers rejected the proposals twice, so now organizers are taking the idea into their own hands. Sarah Pierce is the Director of Education Equity at NDN Collective. She says the new Rapid City School will be designed by Indigenous people for Indigenous people. It will teach subjects in Lakota.
No one knows needs better than authentic community representation. And so with that, that will set the school apart. I think with the cultural norms such as kinship and such, and the priority of Lakota language and culture as a deep embedded foundational aspect of school, not an elective, will set us apart.
The graduation rate among Indigenous students in South Dakota is the lowest of any group. Pierce says the school will aim to close that achievement gap.
When we think about the, and I always say this, the compulsory imposition of education on Indigenous peoples in America, this school will really challenge what has, you know, what history has taught us, that we cannot impose something on a demographic.
More than 20% of Rapid City school students are Native American. The NDN Collective, based in Rapid City, will open and fund the school. It's expected to open in the fall of 2022 with 40 kindergarten students the first year. For National Native News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
The Biden administration has canceled the sale of a National Archives building in Seattle, citing a lack of tribal consultation. Alaska Native and Pacific Northwest tribes opposed the sale when it was revealed during the Trump administration. They said it would displace documents and artifacts important to their heritage. The plan was to rehome them in other archives facilities in Missouri and California. The acting director of the Office of Management and Budget wrote a letter last week saying she's withdrawing approval for the sale of the archives facility. She said the process that led to the decision to sell the building did not comply with the Biden administration's commitment to consult with tribes. The Alaska collection has already been displaced once. In 2014, the National Archives closed its Anchorage branch and moved almost everything to Seattle. Fort Lewis College in Colorado is hosting a virtual day of dialogue next week on Native American boarding schools. Students, educators, and alumni will discuss boarding schools and tuition waivers, including at Fort Lewis. The college established a committee in 2019 to examine its origin as a boarding school for Native Americans. Students and educators from the University of Minnesota Morris, which shares a similar history, will take part in the event. It's being hosted through an initiative to bring Indigenous scholars to campus. All sessions are open to the public. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is offering financial funeral assistance to families for COVID-19 related expenses. Applications are now being accepted through a telephone assistance line. There are no online applications at this time. FEMA is experiencing a high volume of calls and is encouraging people to continue to try to connect. The funeral assistance line began taking applications Monday and will operate Monday through Friday from 9 to 9 Eastern. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Support by the Sanoski Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.